I'm very curious some of your answers today.
Oh, all right, let's get it going.
We might not even get to all four that I have in front of me, but the thought here is we're going to touch on cringy last names, betting on Little League sports, embracing being a tourist, and should I tell my boss or not?
Okay.
Heather, let's start with last names.
So this is cringy last name. Dear John, I've been dating my boyfriend, now fiance, for 3 years, and we're very happy, but we've been fighting about one thing. My last name. I don't have a huge attachment to my name, although I do use it professionally for work as a doctor. My issue is with his name. You see, my fiance's last name isn't Jones or Smith. It's Titsworth, right? It's a firm no for me. Now, he sees it as an issue because we wouldn't be unified as a family. And what about if we have kids? Does he have to get over it or should I give in?
Well, on the surface, I think he needs to get over it. Professionally, what type of doctor is she? Because
Does it matter?
Well, sure, Dr. Titsworth. I mean, could be could be a benefit professionally. Maybe she's a plastic surgeon.
It's true. Very true. Yeah, it could.
I mean, you gotta go down the rabbit hole here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I see that.
So professionally, now obviously my last name has no, you know, odd sounding to it. And when Lisa and I met and we eventually decided that we were going to get married, she said yes. Professionally, she's an attorney, and all of her bar license, her everything is wrapped around her maiden name. And it would have been a gigantic pain in the backside to change her last name. So there are times where she will go by Mrs. Jansen. And it does get complicated sometimes when I walk up to the you know, front desk or wherever we're, you know, going to dinner and Lisa made the reservation. I'll be like, hey, reservation for Jansen. They're like, well, we don't have one. I'm like, oh, okay. Reservation for Panique. Oh, yes, Mr. Panique. Oh, wait, no. that's where I get bit a little bit by it. But come on. Don't be so stuck on your own name that you can't allow your wife to continue, especially professionally, but I'm not going to saddle her with that type of a name. Come on.
He's got to know that. Come on.
Sure,
with that
yeah.
type of name. Yeah, get over it, buddy. Like, it's yeah. okay. Obviously.
Now the question will become when the kids are born, whose last name do they have? That's where I would have an issue if they're not going to take my
I'd
last
like to
name.
Ask,
and that say whatever you want about it, but.
Well, I get that. I mean, yeah.
You guys have it, yeah.
I didn't take my husband's last name. I'm not going to, don't have my last name.
A lot of that was professional, right?
A little bit, and a little bit that I'm stubborn and that I was that name for my entire life.
Yeah.
Like, why do I need to take his name just because we're getting married?
Yeah.
It does not change your family dynamic. Having the same last name doesn't make you more unified as a couple or as a family. We do get that, though. Like, sometimes I'll sign Emily up for some sort of sport. It's always Emily Park.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no, that's not her name.
Yeah.
She's not Park.
Yeah. Does Colin ever get the, hey, Mr. Park?
Very rarely, because when we go out, I always just use his last name. Yeah. Like if we make a hotel reservation or we're going on a trip, that's what I go by.
So you really have to consider, though, if you have a name like this, what you're going to name the child.
Well,
like if they take
the
Titsworth name,
you're
not going with Harold.
Richard.
Oh no.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not going with Harold.
No.
My mom, and just real quick, the opposite of this is marrying away from a bad name. So what if she was Titsworth? She'd be all over getting to the other name.
Oh, sure.
Because my mom had to deal with it. My mom's maiden name is Butt.
Oh, wow.
Double T?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, this one's easy for me, you know. All of us on the show
didn't take your name
we don't share the same last name. This is more and more common for professional reasons and just for the hassle of it, too. Yeah. It doesn't make you less of a couple or it doesn't make your family less unified. I think that's a great point. And it's outdated. I mean, I would not take her last name, so I wouldn't expect that she would take my last name.
But
it's totally her
men,
choice.
A lot of men still want that, though.
Yes, I agree. That they want to be a family. If you're going to say yes to me, then you're also saying yes to my last name.
Would you take her name then to unify it?
No, it's not an option.
Well, that's my point. So then you can't expect it of the other person.
Why not?
Did Kelsey ever reject your name potentially because of Acosta?
No.
And some left-wing lunatic. All right, sorry.
Yeah.
This next one says, betting on Little League. Actually comes from Reddit. I could not believe this, and I need John's opinion. Dear John, My kids play Little League Baseball, and I'm sure you're aware of how mind-numbingly exhausting some of these games can be. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to watch from the stands as little Timmy pitches his 11th straight four-pitch walk in a row. That being said, me and a couple of the dads decided it would make the games more fun if we threw some action on it. Pretty standard bets, who wins, strikeouts, how many errors Tyler will have in the first three innings at catcher, etc., etc. Lo and behold, the idea took off. Every game is spent collecting cash and tracking bets. I hardly have time to watch. Another problem is I've stopped caring about my own child's performance. Hell, half the time I'm rooting against him. Anyway, here's the question. I'm wondering if anybody has suggestions on an easier way to track the bets, perhaps a site that will do it for me. People may say what I'm doing is immoral, but the playoffs are coming up and there's a lot of money to be made. Any advice is appreciated.
I think this is out of bounds. I think this is too far. Everybody wants to bet on everything. I would start there. You've already admitted that you don't even really watch your own kid play anymore. You're so fixated on the bets and collecting the bets. And how, I mean, are you getting, does the house get a little juice on this as well?
Probably.
How upset are you going to be when little Jimmy doesn't get the 7 strikeouts? Or the coach who may have his own ideas of how many pitches this young man should throw and then pulls them before you get a chance to settle your bet. Like, this to me is just, it's out of line. Way out of line.
So we see people react poorly when college athletes don't win them money. We don't need to replicate that for 7 and 8 year olds.
No.
Having said that, I would use Excel, and I think if you keep it to just totals... Totals and money line. Keep it easy. Keep it simple. That way you can still watch your kid play.
Yeah. And well, who's the house? Who's setting the line?
That's a good question. Maybe you could find some value if you're one of those fellow dads.
Oh, my goodness.
This next one.
Okay, here we go. It's embracing being a tourist. Dear John, as a post-graduation trip, me and my friends are going to France this summer for the Olympics. All pretty right. Sweet. I'm having an issue with one friend. Katie has never been out of the country, and somehow she's gotten it in her head that the worst thing somebody can be in another country is a tourist. I think she's read too many articles and watched too many TikToks about how Europeans hate American tourists. Anyway, she's now trying to change our entire trip, and she wants it to be touristy, if that's even possible. For example, she sent the rest of the group pictures of French street fashion and is insisting that we only pack outfits that look like it. And one person said that they didn't have clothes like that. And she just said, I guess you're going to have to go shopping. She also suggested, you know, when I tried to say, hey, let's go to the Eiffel Tower, the Louvre, places like that, she said, no, you know what? It's too touristy. We should try to find other places to go. When I asked her what kind of places, she pulled up some French residential neighborhoods and local shops and said we should be better off spending our time there since it's more authentic. I told her we are tourists. Why try to hide it? I'm pretty sure French people would be more annoyed if we tried to act like locals instead of just being respectful visitors. How do I handle this? I don't want to waste the trip.
Uninvite. Said friend.
Katie, you're out.
You're gone.
See ya.
She gone. You're not going to blend in. No. You're not going to talk like them. You're not going to sound like them. You're not going to look like them. Just own the fact that you're a tourist. And if it's France that you've decided to go to and they're jerks to Americans, that's part of the experience. If I'm going to France, I want to see all of those spots. I'm not going all that way not to see the Eiffel Tower or the Louvre.
I agree with you. Katie, you're out.
You're out. Yes.
Like, you're not going, or just say, hey, that's great. You want to do those things? Go have fun by yourself, because I'm going to hit the Eiffel Tower. I'm going to do all the touristy things. And you're always going to be a tourist. They know you're not from there.
Right.
Come on now. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with being a tourist. You are a tourist. It's okay. You're taking in the sights that everybody wants to see.
Yeah, respect their traditions.
Yes.
Respect what they're doing. And you may not know what they are, but once you get there, you can follow the leader.
Well, and I've heard French people are going to be rude regardless. So just go there and see what you want to see. Don't be obnoxious, but go there and see what you're there to see.
Yeah, but that's kind of part of the fun, too, is egging them on a little
bit. They're going for the Olympics. There's going to be so many tourists there.
Oh, yeah.
Just what?
Enjoy
yes.
it.
Yes. yes.
They want your dollars, too.
Yes.
We do not have time for the next one.
Oh, man.
We will save it for next week. Dear John, you guys want to submit your own DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. That's John spelled J-O-N. DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. It's Dear John.